Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
As our family gets older and the kids begin to head off to college and get married, I find myself missing our conversations at the dinner table, that time of day when we used to reconnect. The conversation would range widely from the day's events to something someone had read in scripture to poetry and political philosophy. Being the children of a recovering politician, my kids said that I had an opinion on everything and often, to their dismay, was more than willing to share it. We don't get to do this as often as we used to, but recently one of our younger children asked what the difference is between a budget deficit and the debt. Good question, and I find myself wondering if every member of Congress could answer it. I explained that the deficit is the part of the budget that has to be paid for with borrowed money. In effect, Congress decides how much it wants to spend, that's called the budget. Then they look in the bank account and at projected tax revenue and see that it's nowhere near that amount. Instead of adjusting the budget downward, they just go out and borrow the difference. It's kind of like a couple who makes $50,000 per year deciding that they want to live like they make $60,000 per year and putting the difference on a credit card. They're running a budget deficit of $10,000. By now, the kids were into this. That's crazy, they said, being Dave Ramsey protégés. And I went on to explain that the borrowed money now becomes debt, and whether it's $10,000 for a family or $15 trillion for a nation, it eventually has to be paid back. What we need is a fiscal reality check. I thought we were beginning to wake up back in 2008, but I fear we're falling asleep again. People paid down their credit cards, but now the balances are beginning to rise, and the government never did get its act together. The debt went from 8 to 12 and now $15 trillion, and it's projected to reach $20 trillion by 2016. Sooner than later, our fiscal chickens will come home to roost. And the thing that amazes me is that no one seems to care. The U.S. Senate once again failed to pass a budget this year, which now makes 3 years in a row, and people who receive a government check are clamoring for more. They're demanding that the rich pay their fair share, but forgetting that the top 1% of taxpayers pay 30% of all the taxes, and the top 5% pay more than half of all the taxes. 50% of Americans pay no federal income tax. 50%, yet they clamor for increased benefits. It's almost like the people of Greece rioting in the streets for more government benefits while their government is literally bankrupt. By now, the discussion was animated and everyone at the table was talking at once. It's funny how kids seem to grasp the fact that you can't spend more than you earn, a fact seemingly lost on the majority in Congress. It's time that we Americans put our individual fiscal houses in order, then demand that our government do the same. To ignore the problem any longer is simply irresponsible. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.